everyone. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio, the show that gives you the facts about relationships and love. Now, I've been helping individuals and couples improve their relationships for the past 30 years, and today I'm here to give you science-based strategies for your relationships and those of your children. Welcome, welcome, everyone. It's Dr. Terry. Thanks so much for joining me today. I appreciate you. I have an amazing program for you today. Now, listeners, I know that most of you have experienced that crazy, out-of-control love feeling where your heart races, you feel a rush of adrenaline go through your body, and all you want to be or all you want to do is be with that romantic partner. And I bet if you close your eyes and think back, you can probably remember that amazing and powerful feeling that affects you physically. Now, this form of love, though, as sweet as it is, I know it's sweet, can be disastrous if it remains the entire foundation of your relationships. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about a different kind of love that can work magic for you in your relationships. My guest today is Guy Finley. Guy is an internationally renowned spiritual teacher and best-selling self-realization author. His books and audio programs have sold over 2 million copies worldwide in over 26 different languages. His seminal work, The Secret of Letting Go, is considered a spiritual classic. His groundbreaking new book, though, called Relationship Magic: Waking Up Together, is all about a different kind of love. And it is this higher form of love that can work miracles in your relationships. For more information about Guy Finley or his latest book, please visit guyfinley.org or relationshipmagicbook.com. So welcome to the program, Guy. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Terry. I'm glad to be with you too.
Absolutely. It is wonderful to talk to you. But before we get to our specific topic today, as I mentioned, you're a renowned spiritual teacher and leader and best-selling self-realization author. So what inspired you, Guy, to go from spiritual leader and teacher to writing a book about relationships?
Oh, I think the bottom line is that every book I've ever written, in one way or another, is about relationship. Mm-hmm. It's not widely understood, Terry, but every single moment of our life is a relationship, and every experience that we have of life and with others is a result of relationship. In fact, to the heart of the book, when we have a moment where, for instance, we're with someone that we've just met or maybe that we care about, and maybe we're sitting someplace in, beautiful in nature, the first thing to understand is that the experience we have of the beauty around us, whatever that may be, the oceanscape, the rocky cliff, the mountain, the tree, is due to the fact that when we're in the presence of that natural setting, we experience parts of ourselves, of our own consciousness, that we don't know live in us until we're actually in relationship with that natural setting. So that it seems like there is the natural setting and me, but the truth is that natural moment stirs in me a part of myself that I can't know otherwise. The same is exactly true when it comes to our partner. My wife, who I've been with for nearly 40 years, you know, that quirky smile, the certain little things that she says or likes to do, in those moments when I'm with her, it stirs in me something that I don't ordinarily have access to unless I'm in relationship with her. So to the point.
So what you're saying then, Guy, is that we can learn about ourselves and
yes,
how others see us through the eyes of someone we love or through nature, as you
yes,
said.
Yes, Terry. Relationships are the ground of revelation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Relationships are the ground of revelation, so that we are given to see in and about ourselves things that we ordinarily don't do without a relationship, without a partner.
Mm-hmm. And I love the picture that you painted, Guy, about sitting in nature, whether it be in the woods or at an ocean or surrounded by trees or falling leaves, if you're in Michigan right now, that you can even then learn about yourself, that any time we're in a relationship with other or thing, we can learn about ourselves. So what can we learn then through the eyes of other people we love? Everything about ourselves?
Literally that and more. More than we can imagine. Look, back to our initial example. Here I am, I'm in Michigan. You're not, mm-hmm. I am not, you are, but I'm in Southern Oregon and the leaves are changing here too. So when I look out and I see all of this color, the leaves dropping because the breeze is blowing, in those moments, I love what I see, because what I see is stirring in me something that is harmonious, kind, gentle. When I'm with my wife or someone that I care about, I love those moments where something is said or done and I get to experience a part of myself. Ordinarily, I don't. So we get that part of it, Terry. But the other side is, why would that not be true in the moments where my wife or my friend or partner says or does something for whose revelation I see something in myself I don't want to see? This is part of the real magic, is that revelations with relationships reveal what is concealed in us that we don't see as a limitation personally or in that relationship with another person. So we have an opportunity to use our relationships consciously as the mirrors that they're intended to be, so that we can begin as men and women to go through the process of changing the content and quality of our own heart and mind at the same time that we help others do the same.
I love that. So I know you write in your book, love does have the power to reveal and heal. What a powerful statement. And I can just see that when we love or when we're in a relationship, we can change. And, you know, people out there in other relationship books talk about you can't expect people to change. You don't want to change other people. But what you're saying, Guy, is really that's positive, that my love partner or my friend can help me change and grow and develop.
Yes, and vice versa. Look, all of us know, without even having to spend more than a half a second to say it, that we've never fixed anyone.
Right.
It just doesn't work. But here's where my book and these ideas are so helpful in helping all of us become better, truer lovers. When you and I, and we wouldn't be having this conversation if it weren't true, have gone through some real change in our life, Terry, mm-hmm. is it because somebody pushed us to see something about ourselves? Or is it because maybe someone said something, but the bottom line was that a lesson came around again and again and again, and when finally the student was ready for the lesson that the moment brought as the teacher, we went through a change that when we exited that particular moment, we weren't the same level of human being. We went through a change because there was time and space allowed for us to see the need for it. Will you agree with me?
I would agree with you, yes. But why do people then see change as so negative? Because when you just talked about it, it's so positive, so powerful, so fulfilling.
Well, for one thing, because when we changed, it was only when we finally saw the need for it. Why wouldn't that be the same truth for our partner? Which means that we have to give them room to see the need to change themselves. When someone says something to correct us, do we go, oh gosh, thanks, I really wanted that, that was helpful? By and large, we resist immediately any form of correction or mention of a limitation in us. That's true, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
So when we mention something, a limitation we see in our partner, try to correct it, are they thankful for that or do they push back? They push back. They don't want to hear where they're missing the mark any more than we do.
Mm-hmm.
So the task here is to understand that if we're pushing our partner, we're actually enclosing them in an unconscious resistance they have to our commentary. So that not only can't they see what it is that we're saying, should it be true, but there's something in them that shuts down and rejects any comment that we give them as an attack on our part.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know we're not attacking. I hope we know we're not attacking.
Right.
We just want our partner to be better. But here this gets even more interesting and deeper. Do I want my partner to change because I just love the part of them that I want to change, or because that part of them really bugs me?
So it's working both ways is what you're saying,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is so deep, right?
Well, look how nice this is, Terry. My partner says or does things that bugs me, so they cause me to feel pain. Then I blame that pain on them, when really the pain isn't because of their limitation. The real limitation is my negative reaction, born of an unseen expectation I have that they should be perfect according to my book.
Mm-hmm. So what can we do? I know that your book, Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together, must reveal exercises, things that couples who are listening can do to not become defensive, to perhaps feel the pain and understand that change is positive.
Yes, for sure. Here's a quick example along the lines of what we were just discussing. My partner says something, does something, and it sets me off. Now, the minute I'm put into pain, as we just described, mm-hmm. the first action on most of our part is to blame the one we love for whatever the negative feeling we have in that moment. But we can understand, which is what my book is intended to do, that I couldn't possibly get negative with my partner's behavior unless, prior to that moment, I went into it with an expectation about them that I didn't know I was holding on to.
Mm-hmm.
So in effect, the real rub in that moment isn't what they said or did. It's that I'm sitting there with a demand that they be and act exactly as I want them to be at all moments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can anybody be what everyone wants them to be in all moments?
No.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
And our
impossible.
Partner... I'm sorry, go ahead, Terry.
No, impossible, you know it, but we all have these expectations. One of the things that I so agree with you, Guy, about is that we as individuals do have those expectations. And when people don't meet them, we feel frustrated and disappointed.
Right.
We may lash out. We may get defensive, as
right.
you said. But it's us and our own expectations. And yeah. I have found this following married couples over time, that that's the number one culprit of unhappiness in relationships, because the more we get frustrated and disappointed, the more it eats away at our happiness and love
exactly.
in our relationship. So I completely agree. So what do we do then, Guy?
All right, so here we go.
With those expectations.
Here we go. So here my partner says, does, acts out something. And we're not saying, by the way, that anyone should ever abuse any human being. But let's just say my wife says, looks like you put on a couple pounds, or I don't like that shirt, or I want to go buy something and I know we can't afford it. I'm just making up examples that are common to all of our relationships. I walk in the door and she's had a rough day, I've had a rough day, and bang, the conflict is on. In the moment where something in me gets set off, we must learn one way or the other, first, I need to see The problem is not my partner's alone. We are in it together, and the half of the problem is my demand or expectation that no one rock the boat, particularly when I'm feeling so bad. Can I learn in that moment, given the new understanding, Terry, I must discover and act from a new kind of patience that love has shown me is required if we're not going to get into a fight pattern again. And the patience is to bear the pain of my own demand and not place it on my partner. If I understand, the only reason I'm negative right now is because you have acted in a way that displeases an expectation of mine, I have to let the displeasure die instead of pushing you to jump through a hoop to make me happy again. It can't be done, but the other side of it is, if we will do what we'll be responsible for, we can make room in our relationship for something new and beautiful to happen.
I love that, guy. So bear the pain of my own demand and expectation.
Yes.
Don't blame my partner. Don't even blame necessarily me, but it's us together. We're in this two people. Now, does this work as well with parent-child relationships, friendships, any relationship?
It works with everything. Listen, everybody, there is a certain mindset that we have. And it's an unconscious one. We're not judging ourselves here. Just as Terry said, we mustn't judge ourselves. There is no such thing as a bad fact about ourselves. Write it down. There's no such thing as a bad fact about ourselves. Mm-hmm. But the bottom line is that, and we must look at this from our own eyes, we get negative with our partner when they do something that causes us to immediately resist their behavior. In other words, my partner does something and I feel a pain. I feel a stress. In that moment, can we see that my partner, your partner, would never have done something like that, that act that way towards me or you, if they weren't in pain before they acted? Mm-hmm. So a pain in our partner makes them act towards us that produces a pain in us. And if we don't understand in that moment that when pain meets pain, pain is begotten, that it is our pain, not theirs, not mine, but something that we need to understand together so that together we can use that moment, and instead of allowing pain to push us through another impossible fight that no one wins, to give ourselves up in that moment for the sake of the love that shows us no one wins a fight. That's the key.
And so how do you implement that key, Guy? Do I, before I get into those kinds of situations, write down my pains, my expectations, or do I work with the relationship and my partner at the moment?
You know, I like that question, Terry. I really do. Look, we all know, or God willing, we all know, we're not exactly perfect beings. We are loaded with all kinds of conditioned negative reactions, experiences from the past carried over that were never healed, that still impact and infect moments with our partner. So if we have the mindset to do it, write down a tendency. Like, I know I tend to be impatient. If I know I'm impatient, and that maybe my partner likes to rush, or my partner seems to always have some comment about some quality in me, that bang, up comes some reaction, then at least I know going into that moment that this may happen. It isn't that we're going to try to prepare to, how do I say, to create a barrier between our partner and ourselves based on trying to protect ourselves. No, we want to know that our tendency is to react in this negative way. so that when the negative reaction comes up, which it must, we don't continue it by allowing that part of us to begin justifying. Don't we all know that, Terry? How when we get negative, it's not as if we don't have a million reasons why we have the right to want to make our partner feel bad for what they did.
Right.
Well, right. Listen, listeners, love never punishes. Love never separates. Love never denies. We know that's true. But when the moment comes with those we love, another truth, in quotes, steps forward and begins to tell us the truth. We know that miserable, completely misbegotten statement, "I'm only mad at you because I love you."
Right.
No, if I love you, I don't hurt you, period. If I love myself, I don't hurt myself. And anger always hurts me. So we must start to put into our hearts and minds a new knowledge about love and our relationship with our partners that reveals the possibility of this new love to us.
But it also seems, Guy, that it's not only a knowledge of a new love with our partner, but a new knowledge about love with ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
And which it goes back to the first question I asked you about why go from writing self-realization, spiritual books to relationship books. What you're asking us to do is be self-actualized, realize us in partner with others. Now, we only have a few minutes left, Guy. The time flies when I'm talking to you. But should couples read your book together or separately? And is this a book only for couples or singles too?
Oh, no. This book is for everyone. Look, self-realization is impossible without relationship. They're the same thing. We are creatures in relationship, not just with the world around us, but with the world within us and with everyone and everything we meet that reveals to us the content of ourselves. So this book is for anyone who wants to have a deeper, broader understanding of themselves, of the possibility of love, and to see that how, as we grow, love provides us an answer that our old mechanical reactive nature can't even imagine. Should they people read it together? Ideally. If your partner isn't at that point where they're ready to learn and grow, you read it by yourself. You will give your partner the space to make changes so that they'll be more interested in what's changing you.
That's great, Guy. I love that. And you've been married for 40 years. That's a long time. I've been married for 26, almost there.
Yes.
We have 1 minute left. What's your personal number one secret to a lasting marriage that you have for 40 years?
The number one secret to a marriage, and this is the truth, we've never shouted at each other once in almost 40 years.
Wow. Never.
Never.
But that doesn't mean you haven't disagreed.
There's disagreements, but we've never... Look, love doesn't get negative. It allows negativity to be revealed as futile. Love never gets negative, but it allows all the space that's required to see the futility of a fight. No one wins a fight. That means the real fight is within ourselves as the part of us that wants to punish or blame appears. Learn to give your partner room by being patient with the parts of you that don't want to do anything other than rule the moment. Let love rule, then everything will be right in your relationships with everyone.
Thank you so much, Guy. That's such a wonderful, positive, powerful message to leave with listeners about love and that love doesn't have room for negativity. What a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you. And if people go to that relationshipmagicbook.com link, they get the download of the audiobook that I read for free the minute they order the book.
That is super, super. Thank you so much. So listeners, again, if you're interested in learning more about Guy Finley and his latest groundbreaking book, Relationship Magic, Waking Up Together, again, as Guy said, you can go to relationshipmagicbook.com. He's also on Facebook at Guy Finley Official or Twitter and Instagram at Guy_Finley. As always, thanks for listening. I appreciate you. I'm Dr. Terry, and this is the Love Doctor program on Empower Radio. I'm here to help your relationships always be the best they can be. So listeners, until next time, here's to your healthy, happy relationships.